T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, talk about the impossible dream.
Well, you know, sometimes the impossible becomes the needed. And considering the wildfires we have had in California and PG&E's record as far as sparking some of those fires, yeah, it's needed. What we have here is a pretty interesting situation. PG&E is basically on probation.
Criminal probation.
Thank you. Yeah. Stemming from the San Bruno pipeline explosion. A case went to court under criminal charges of negligence, and the company, nobody went in handcuffs, but the company is basically was put on probation. And the judge is acting like the probation agent, saying, by the way, we want this safety on the electrical lines as well. You're violating the terms of your probation, which says to keep things safe. So not only do they have to inspect it, but they also have to clear the vegetation around it to exceed even California standards to make sure they're safe.
I'm not sure that the dimensions of this have fully sunk in. Judge Alsup yesterday put out this document. It's not final yet. But among the things that are embedded here are, if PG&E designates an area of line as being problematic, in other words, there might be some trees
right
near the line,
or they can't get to it.
Can't get to it, right? Then, if the weather forecast indicates there might be a problem, then they must shut the line
right down.
Now, let's not forget what happened a few months back when they did shut some down. The howls of protest from places like Calistoga were pretty loud.
That's right. Now, let's say, you said, how are they going to get this done? Well, let's say they have a section that they, or a whole area that they haven't gotten done, and the winds start up. That's what Stan's talking about. They would be ordered then to shut down the power. Well, that takes it out of PG&E's hands, doesn't it? They're just saying we're following the judge's
order.
Doing
our job.
So in some ways, this is bringing sort of an understanding. If this order is issued, it sort of sets the rules. Now, this, you can say it's aimed at PG&E for them not staying on top of things, but it's also directed at the state, because the Public Utilities Commission is also supposed to be overseeing the line safety, and they say they don't have the staffing or they haven't been able to do it. So the judge is taking it out of their hands as well and saying, okay, here's what we're going to do. You either make sure the lines are safe, and if they're not safe, you don't use them when it's in an unsafe time.
Customers are going to have to pay for this, aren't we?
Ultimately, yes. It's a ratepayer, because this would come down as a legitimate business expense. Now, that's the other thing that you're sitting there going, nodding, yeah, goes figures,
yeah,
right? That's it.
Sure.
Because when we say we want these things, and we're going to, whether it's pipeline safety, you're already paying for that in your natural gas bills, and you're going to start seeing rises in your electric bills as well. And also, at the same time, let's not forget that up at the legislature, because of the losses from the wildfires, PG&E is saying, we might need help from the state to get that out of there, too. So we're going to be paying it there, too.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch what happens if this rolls out, and we've only got a few seconds, because a lot of the trees we're worried about aren't on PG&E's property. So when they come back to you, Phil, and say, hey, Phil, that nice big tree in your backyard, it needs to be trimmed and gotten away from the power lines, how are you going to respond?
Well, it depends. They say, by the way, if you don't, we're going to turn off your power the next time it gets windy.
That'll get your attention.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.